Welcome to Soul Wisdom, the podcast that takes you on a journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Dr. Bernadette Hartman, Master Soul Intuitive and Energy Healer, Spiritual Teacher, and Holistic Veterinarian. I'll be sharing tips, insights, energy work, and deep intuitive soul wisdom to support the spiritual health and emotional well-being of both humans and animals. Together, let's uncover the deeper messages and meanings your soul wants to share with you. Here's your next episode of Soul Wisdom. Hello and welcome to the next episode. In this episode, I'll be sharing about having the courage to change, how change is constant in life, and how embracing change can shift you from stress to enlightenment, and why courage is so important. Change is an interesting thing. You may like it, not like it, or be okay with it. I find that it's usually a bit of all of these experiences that change really brings up, and it depends on the issue. Take a minute to think about things you're okay with in regards to change. How about things you don't like, or even things you don't want to change? And what about change that you really look forward to? I know these are some interesting questions, but this is really a powerful assessment and tiny exercise that can help you think about change as it really shows you opportunities for growth and what areas you may be resisting or struggling against, and what also brings in momentum. Because when you start to see by doing this exercise, is that change is a constant part of life. Change is always happening, and that's a good thing. Change creates new opportunities for healing, greater understanding, creating new perspectives, new choices, and deep insights come forth. When you start to embrace change from this perspective, change becomes less overwhelming. You start to see how change is supporting your highest healing and expression. It's a necessary part of transformation. Change is always happening. That's what transformation is, changing one form to another. And embracing change helps you release stress and anxiety around the things that you're trying to control and oftentimes are out of control. And trying to hold on to the old creates stagnation in the energy field, which builds up a stress and anxiety reacting to triggers. For example, you're transforming energy when you shift and change beliefs, outlooks, limitations, or old patterns. As the energy changes, you experience greater flow, alignment, balance, and triggers become less. View change as a messenger on the pathway to enlightenment, observing wherever it comes up as a guide to bring in a greater balance, understanding, and compassion. And this moves you out of stress and anxiety into more enlightenment and understanding and a greater sense of peace. Part of that process of embracing change is finding and accessing the courage that comes from within. Change, whether it's small or large, really takes courage to look at it, embrace it, and move forward. It takes courage to look at what change brings up. It takes courage to look at what change brings up and also offers for your highest healing and alignment. Being compassionate with yourself is part of being courageous. Compassion helps you let go of the stuck energies around change while finding a new balancing point. It opens up the flow of energy to bring in higher insights and wisdom. As you bring in compassion, your courage builds because you're loving and learning to trust your inner self. Through this, you begin to embrace change with more grace and ease, and that filters out to every part of your life, family, friends, pets, all of your loved ones, and truly blesses the whole world. It's really powerful, and to have that courage to change is truly enlightening. If you need support embracing change or moving through changes within your life, schedule your one-to-one intuitive session by going to my website, www.bernadettehartman.com/private-sessions. I'd love to support you in opening to greater flow found within change. In the next episode, I will be sharing about reaching for your highest potential, how each lifetime supports this, and the role your animals play. Thank you for listening to the Soul Wisdom Podcast and sharing this space with me. It is truly a blessing to walk with you on this journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. For more inspiration and soul wisdom supporting both humans and animals, please visit my website at www.bernadettehartman.com. From my heart to yours, lots of love. See you on the next episode of Soul Wisdom.